The Turkish Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, has slammed opposition Republican People's Party's leader, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, accusing him of treason for hinting that the government has helped ISIL Tekfiri terrorists. The angry outburst came after the CHP leader's recent proposal for a new parliamentary motion to allow the sending of troops to the Syrian Kurdish city of Kobani.
The situation is quite frightening. And Turkish border is in danger, and also Syrian Kurds are in danger, and CHP wanted to contribute to the fight of Kurds, Syrian Kurds in Kobani, and they proposed a specific motion with a different and very limited content.
On the 2nd of October, the Turkish parliament voted 298-98 in favour of allowing the deployment of Turkish troops into Iraq and Syria. However, deputies from the CHP and HDP voted against the motion, as they believed it paved the way for Turkey to launch attacks not only against the ISIL terrorists, but also the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and even Syrian government forces.
The CHP wants to support humanitarian aid to Kobani. This is the reason we have submitted a motion to Parliament. The aim is to allow humanitarian aid to get through to the people of Kobani via a supply corridor.
According to the CHP proposal, the army would solely aim to save the border town of Kobani from the ISIL terrorists and create a humanitarian aid corridor. However, Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, said that such a corridor was unrealistic and that a more comprehensive approach was needed. Turkey's main opposition party had initially voted against allowing the country's armed forces to carry out operations against ISIL militants in Syria and Iraq. But the situation in Kobani has become so desperate that the leader of the CHP is now seeking a new mandate that would allow the armed forces to prevent Kobani from falling into the hands of the ISIL terrorists. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.